Next order of business is Salmon Island EMS Operations Report. Chief Martin, sir.
All right, I'll tell you what, since we've got Chris on the phone, we'll just jump into Chris, let him do his report, and then we'll cut him off, and I'll finish up the report.
So did you hear that, Chris?
You're back. You're on deck, Chris.
Okay, you guys hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. Yeah, sorry, my mute wasn't going off and the kind of lighting on. So I guess I'll just start with the monthly financials for September. And so now that we're three quarters of the way through the year, we're in, things are looking pretty good. You'll see on there that our revenue is, and this is before the big October influx that we usually have, our revenue is at about, what was it, 60, we're at 67% of budget. And so we had a pretty small month, just $74,419 in income. And so year-to-date, we're at $1,461,500. So I expect that in October, we always have a big influx of revenue from property taxes. And I should point out that the budget, or the percent of budget, is based on the amended budget. So then on expenses, pretty typical month, we were at $133,587 of year-to-date. That was for July, and then $1,421,894 year-to-date. So we're running right now at a net income for the year. Things are looking pretty good. We're sitting on about 4 months of cash based on the budget, but if you average out all of our expenditures per month so far this year, we're at about 4.5 months of operating expenses in cash. So we're sitting on about $704,000 in cash. So very real healthy. We're in a really healthy spot right now, which is wonderful to see. I don't know if I have a whole lot to remark on beyond that for the accounting for September. Did anybody have any questions?
I do. Accounting services, $40,000 allocated. It looks like you haven't paid yourself all year. So the 00 after that. Am I wrong?
Actually, you're not wrong. I've been so caught up in all my other work, and I've had kind of enough. I just hadn't gotten around to getting caught up on all my invoicing to you guys. So now that you're right.
Well, keep on working hard on your own invoices. That's good.
That
I like that.
I've gotten this far behind.
No, I like the way you're working.
To you guys. So.
And the state auditor. We budgeted about $20,000. We spent $8,000. What would you anticipate that number being if we weren't going through audits and stuff like that?
If we didn't have audits with the state?
No, if we didn't have extended audits like we did last year. What do we expect this audit in December to cost us? What's the average? Maybe that's a better question for Pam because she knows the averages.
The December audit, or this year's audit, is going to be on the cash basis, and so it's going to be, and it's only covering 1 year, so it's a much smaller amount. And I believe that I'm trying to remember off the top of my head what the engagement letter was. I want to say, was it $10,000, Pam, or was it 12?
Yes, they estimated $10,000 or less.
Okay. And that's actually, split between the district and EMS. So the audit was when we did this amended budget, the audit was we were expected to be doing that in November, so I expected most of our costs for that would be in, you know, the December, you know, we'd be paying that out in December. Now they're starting in December. So I, you know, I expect that our, you know, we may not, I would be really surprised if our audit costs that go on to the 2018 budget are more than $5,000.
I'm not going to hold you to that.
Okay.
Can you explain?
Yeah, an additional cost, I should say, because we're at, what, $8,000 now. So, yeah. But
I would be surprised
if it's more than that, just because they're only going to have 1 month. And it'll be split.
And this may be a question for Jerry, Chief Martin. And under 522-4141-0003, we have a total for training provided to external parties, budgeted at $109,000. Can you just explain, what is that? What is the external party?
What page are you on?
I am on page 77, page 9, the big letters and the small letters at page 77. The upper right-hand corner, it's page 77, and it is, just go down to the 109-400 and go back, you'll see training provided to external parties.
The numbers again, you...
Page 9.
It's about halfway down, Jerry.
Okay. And you're looking at what barcode number?
522-4141. No, it's under 522-4549-0003, but the total underneath there is training. No, I'm sorry, you're right. I'm reading the wrong column.
Yeah.
I'm on to my next.
0003.
Yeah.
The last four digits. It's about halfway down, Jerry. It's a subset. Second subset is, as Warren says, training provided to external parties, $109,400.
Allocated $82,800, essentially spent. $7,000 spent.
That number there of $109,400 is a blip in the Eden system that has a subtotal that is putting that there. And that's a subtotal. If you add up all the other numbers in that column, that's where it's coming up to 109,000.
But then that,
and we have to, the way the county has explained it to us, for us to get, because we were able to move some other erroneous columns off this. That there has to be the barcode has to be not used for 2 years, and so there's a barcode being used that was used, so that's the reason why they can't change that yet. So maybe next year we will be able to delete that off this chart.
So in future reports.
So that 100, just to clarify that amount there. Yeah, like Jerry said, it's a kind of an erroneous subtotal, but it's the total of the salaries for basically the outreach component with that. It includes that in there. So Laney's salary, that, and benefits, as well as, you know, the outreach supplies and equipment and the wilderness stuff.
So, Jerry, could you identify that proactively as a systems-based hiccup?
Because I think we asked this question a couple of budgets ago.
Well, it really skews things, and it's, you know, if it's a false entry, then it should be so delineated, you know, for our understanding, because otherwise we have no clue unless we have
We've asked the county to, if they're able to do that, and they came back to us and said that they're unable to do it this year, but they're able to maybe work on it maybe next year. Okay. Because there's a barcode being used that is calling for that was called, and it has not to be used for 2 years so that before they can take it off the list.
So much for a streamlined system.
Yeah.
Yep.
And just below that, Jerry, and 522-0002, tuition, training, and training obtained by employees. That's the different types of training that you do, in-house, out-house,
yes.
And
yes.
Not out-house, I mean, it was an out-house, outside of the building. Yeah. Sorry.
Dr. Edwards.
So is Chris Martin finished? Chris, are you finished, sir?
Unless there's a, were we going to discuss the 2019 budgets at all in this meeting, or is that just going into the special session?
Yeah, that's your mark for tentatively for the 7th of November special meeting.
Okay.
Are you available that day, sir?
I am, and I'm planning on attending.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Thank you.
Is there any other questions I could answer in the meantime?
Mark?
Thanks, Chris.
No, there are none.
Thank you.
Chris, thank you so
thank
much.
You,
okay, thank you. You guys have a lovely rest of your meeting.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
All right, for the month of September, we had 79 calls, 856 to date, which gives us within two calls of where we were last year, so at this time. So we're right even where we were last year. We had 19 calls with Island Air that we transported, 10 with airlift, and 1 with the Coast Guard. Budget-wise, we are expecting payment from the ACH by the end of this year is what we're looking at. We're working on another contract with them. We're going over commitments, what we would be able to do with the ACH as far as a community paramedicine system. We also met with the county, San Juan County group yesterday, and looking at the questions, looking at the commitments, what all the other different agencies would be able to do for us together. So we need to make the determination whether or not if we're going to be wanting to have our association with the San Juan County group, which there's merit for that, or if we'd be better off being associated with the region-wide community paramedicine group. So we've been meeting on this, discussing the advantages and disadvantages, and we have an ACH telephone conference tomorrow going over these programs, and with our paperwork due to them on November the 2nd. So we're looking at that right now. Ground Emergency Medical Transport, we just signed a contract with them for continuing our program with the GEMT, and that will, we'll be getting payments from them for our Medicaid transports. And we should be getting a payment from them for the first year that's going back retroactive for our first year. So we should be getting that by the end of December or early November or sometime.
How much do you get per transport?
Medicaid is generally paying about $112 per transport, $5 per mile. If the person qualifies under this program, and it depends if they're pre-Obama medical care, post-Obama medical care, our cost per transport is $4,025. Is what our spreadsheets say. So what they do is they'll pay us. Depending on when this person enrolled into the program, we will get either 90% of that $4,000, or we get about 50% of the $4,000, depending on when they enrolled into the program. So it's a good program, but not all Medicaid patients are eligible for this. So some patients, we are getting the standard $25 per transport.
And what's the name of that program?
GEMT, Ground Emergency Medical Transport.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Community, the group here has been busy with CPR first aid classes, the football games for the high school. They've been working quite a bit on classes and that. The IAFF Local 3219, the contract is signed and on its way. The CID, there is nothing to report. I talked to our attorney, and he said that they're just, again, waiting for the Assistant Attorney General to respond back to us. Operations-wise,
This is our third budget with that sort of hanging over our head.
Mm-hmm. And the fact is that it appears that we're not a priority for the Assistant Attorney General. That there's other more pressing cases than us, and so we've been asking, wanting to get this thing pushed through, and we have not been given any response back.
So we have been asking.
Mm-hmm. On the fatigue assessment, there's nothing to report. I've asked the crews if how that's going, and they're saying that there's nothing to report. Working with other departments, we have been trying to get our medical protocols, ALS and BLS, finished, and we haven't had anything back. The water rescue marine response training, we're trying to get that working and going with the with ORCAS. The 2019 EMT class, we've had 12 applicants. It looks like we have 10 that will probably be going through the class in January. We are waiting for information from the North Region EMS for grant monies to help out on this class. And then the Outer Island response, we've been looking at that. Dr. Appleton referred to that at the last meeting. And so we should have a report done in the next 2 weeks on that.
And how are we looking into that? I mean, are we talking? These people have input, or
yes, we've I've talked to the Coast Guard. I've got the tapes from dispatch. I've talked to Airlift. I've talked to Orcas Island. So we are we've got the all that information. We're doing the getting everything from tapes onto the paper, so you're able to read it. We're having to sit down there and listen to all the tapes.
Citizen input, or does that come later in this process?
There hasn't been no citizen input on this. This has been internal on this.
Do we need citizen input?
I don't think so. Okay. Community paramedicine, we had our North Region EMS meeting in August. We are really excited about the Joluna training that we're going to be getting. We'll be working with the Peace Island Medical Center. We're going to be sending several people from us and Peace Island Medical Center down to Everett for training on November 29th. And then again, I talked about the San Juan Island training yesterday, the meeting that we had yesterday, the planning session. And then we had our supervising physician here yesterday for training, which did ALS and BLS training, and we're very excited to have her on board. Questions, comments, concerns from the board?
I have a question about protocols. You said you're working to get the protocols delivered. So where are we in the protocols?
I don't know. We've been. Our protocols AOS and BOS protocols are 7 years old. We've been trying to get those updated for the last 3 years since I've been here. And I don't know of other agencies or other counties that allow their protocols to go 7 years. And we've noticed some irregularities with that on some medications and dosages and that. Our MCI plan is also outdated. It's 9 years old. Our CQI plan is 9 years old. Dispatch, we're using the King County Seattle system, which is a good system, but it's a system based for a city, not necessarily for a rural area like this. So the question has been, it comes up every when we have our county EMS meeting, the question comes up. There is supposed to be a paramedic from MIC, who is a per diem medic for us, a per diem paramedic for Lopez, that has been working on it, but there hasn't been any traction. We were supposed to have a meeting back in August. That meeting never came through. So I don't know what to say.
You said MIC's been working on it, but there were five ITs before you said that. Which IT? Have you been working on all of those issues, or just
on the ALS?
On the ALS and the BLS?
The BLS, I understand, is at the state right now being reviewed. That there is some irregularities on another island that was given permission to use ALS drugs for their EMTs. And the state is reviewing that problem right now.
And the King County Dispatch, mm-hmm. is that the program and the coded words that they use that is so old, or is it the system? I don't know if it was the software, the thought pattern, or the hardware that's so old.
It isn't that it is old. It just doesn't match. When you've got a city system that you are 3 minutes away from a BLS, 7 minutes away from ALS response, and that doesn't correlate to what we do out in a rural system. So what could be a BLS patient in town could very well be an ALS patient out here.
In town in Seattle.
Yes. And so when we are looking at transporting a patient, So we have requested, and dispatch has been able to give us when they go through their dispatching calls, they do come back and say that they do assign it either that it's an ALS call or a BLS call based on their dispatch protocols, which doesn't necessarily match with ours out here. There's sometimes that after we look at how it's been dispatched, sometimes the dispatch is correct about 27% 1 month. They were correct
about intuiting ALS BLS.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Okay.
And this is an important step when especially when we're dealing with Medicare, Medicaid, because they like to have the dispatch triage the patient, so we can at least get the right units going out there.
Is there another program in Colorado or Utah that has a lot of rural areas that has a better dispatch software?
There are other dispatching programs out there that work very well.
Do we need to look at it?
We've been suggesting that.
So you mentioned MIC, per diem paramedic, mm-hmm. is working on the ALS protocols. Mm-hmm. Who does he report to? Who is his performance, his work product, conveyed to us, the council, Dr. Sullivan?
Probably the council and Sullivan.
Uh-huh. And is there any time frame associated with him completing his task?
we were supposed to have the ALS protocols done in August of this year. That was the latest drop dead date that we were given, and we didn't make that.
So what can you do about that?
There's nothing I can do about it. I bring it up at chief's meetings. I bring it up at the EMS county council meetings. I've wrote emails about it. It doesn't seem to go any further.
Would it move it forward if the board requested that the protocols be submitted by a certain time frame?
I don't see why that wouldn't help. Is this Nick?
So it may or may not, but it wouldn't hurt. Is that what I just
did? Yeah.
Nick
Perez.
Yes. Does it need to be completed by someone else? Should it just be taken away from them?
I don't think Mick is the problem on this. I think that Mick is trying to, I don't think the problem is Mick. I think he's trying to accomplish it. But at the beginning, there was issues where the medical program director was put this on sidebar. We was trying to get compliance protocols written for another ALS agency. Then he wanted to get it into an electronic format. We've invited him to meetings where we could talk about ALS protocols to get it done. We have even offered our agency to help write out the protocols and our staff members to do it with no avail.
My understanding is it is the MPD's job to write the protocols, so Mick is just helping with the formatting.
Correct, yes.
Well, you know, this issue has come up in another context. I can't get into that because it's enshrouded in confidentiality and attorney-client privilege. But I know myself, putting my physician's hat on, the protocols, particularly in the field, are darn important. And you have to maintain the standard of care, which is an always evolving phenomenon. Otherwise, you do get into trouble with medical malpractice suits and this and that, and just not being up to snuff. So I would suggest that we add an amended item to today's agenda, and that is to allow a motion, if indeed it passes, from this board to strongly encourage with a time frame, that these protocols, the ACLS protocol, is put together in an expedient way.
It'd also be good to have our BLS protocols up to date too, because they work side by side.
But aren't the BLS protocols already in the hands of the DOH?
They are, but they have not been approved, and so if whatever glitches that they are having with the BLS protocols could be fixed, we could get those out to the EMTs, and then the ALS protocols, because they work side by side. So that way the EMTs would be able to start the care that they need to do, which parallels with the ALS people would be doing.
So again, to repeat myself, I'm proffering that we amend the official agenda to allow a motion to be put on the table to address this issue from the board.
Wouldn't that come under new business? Wouldn't it come under new business and just make the motion?
Well, you have to add to the agenda in any event, whether we do it now, warn, or do it later. It doesn't make any difference to me personally. But
are you making the motion to put it on? I mean, was that the motion?
I'm making a motion to amend the agenda.
Okay, I second.
Thank you, sir.
That's what I was wondering.
Discussion? Appreciate that.
This is with regard to ACLS or ALS?
Well, Chief Martin suggests both.
ALS and BLS.
I misunderstood. I thought that the BLS was already in the can, so to speak. But it sounds like it needs a little push along as well. So I would be inclusive of ALS and BLS. So
we're in a discussion period. I just suggest we put a timeline, like an end date on this if we do.
Yeah, so we need to amend the agenda first.
Yes.
And then I need to flesh out the motion, if I'm allowed to offer this motion. If not, then I'll shut up. Any other further discussion? Call for a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Unanimous. Okay, so my motion more discreetly is that this board encourages the powers to be, which sounds like in this case, Dr. Sullivan, perhaps, in terms of ALS protocols, as well as the Department of Health in terms of BLS protocols, expeditiously finalize those protocols and put them in effect. I would suggest a timeline on the order of between now and the next regular session, which would be late in November of 2018.
What is that actual date?
28th, I think.
November 28th, the next board meeting?
Well,
yes.
But if y'all vote that.
Yeah, well, you know, we're going to, later in the agenda, we're going to vote on when we actually have the November.
Okay.
So we can just leave it open and say by the end of November or whatever. It'd be nice to address it, though, at the next board meeting, but we don't know the discrete date, so we could just say the next board meeting, regular scheduled board meeting, which typically is at the end of the month.
So is the motion to request that Dr. Sullivan submit the ALS protocols to Chief Martin?
Yes.
In the agency, and then contact the DOH regarding the BLS? Protocols, because he's the one, Dr. Sullivan's the one who needs to contact.
Well, whatever
I think
the
DOH,
process is.
Is that right? Okay. So he needs to be the one to contact DOH to see what's going on?
I would think so.
Okay.
Okay.
So I changed my motion to accommodate that comment.
So doesn't Sullivan, they go to DOH education, then they go to DOH management. Katie Holstein in education is. I forgot what her name is. And Sullivan, then they come out of there and they're shared with, I would imagine, the whole county since it's the MPD. So my question is can we get all those people to do that by the end of November? We've heard from Katie Olson in meetings that asking for anything in less than 2 weeks is, from out of her office, just doesn't work because she's got so much work on the table. So I think November, we're setting ourselves up to be disappointed. And two, I think the recommendation should go to both Holstein, the person in education, and Sullivan, because they're all involved in it. It's in DOH, BLS is in DOH now.
Correct.
They're the ones that have to get it back out.
Correct. They're two different entities. The ALS is different, though. And it has yet to be submitted to DOH. And correct. Actually, it carries a much higher priority because it's ALS. And Weishaun, you had a comment there.
Well, I was just going to say where the protocols are right now. So what has happened is they've taken the Whatcom County ALS protocols and the Snohomish County protocols. This is what the council, through Dr. Sullivan, decided to do and morph those two to take the best protocols from each. So MIC was contracted to do exactly that. And then we're supposed to have a meeting in August for all of the medics, all of the ALS providers in the county to get together to meet and say, does this work? Do we like it? We've already voted on an electronic format to use, but it will take more than one meeting to do that, and we don't have any meetings scheduled. So. If you were going to try and push that process, I think it would just be to encourage everyone to get into a place where they can meet and we can sort that out so that those protocols can be submitted.
But the initial stage is an amalgamation of the two standing protocols. That has yet to be done, correct?
No, that's done.
That's a starting point, and that needs to get going.
MIC finished that process.
No, did you say it is done or isn't done?
It is. MIC finished that process.
Okay.
And it's just stalled because the meetings that we had scheduled, Dr. Sullivan wasn't able to attend, so they're his protocols. I mean, we can't have a meeting without him. So we just have to have meetings.
So they're 7 years old, and so I think it needs to be expedited. I mean,
I'm just saying, the encouragement is that the whole council needs to meet with Dr. Sullivan.
So Dr. Sullivan's in charge of this. So we need to request from Dr. Sullivan that he meet and do whatever he needs to do to submit the information to the board by next November so that we have either the protocols approved so that he can send them into DOH, or they are at DOH, or he has some kind of report to give us.
Correct. But Mick did his part, is what I'm saying.
Well, another way of thinking about that is maybe just tell them what this discussion was. We don't make this big motion. Motion can be controversial. And it sounds like it's going along. I think Sullivan had shoulder surgery.
But it's not going on. That's the problem.
But they're doing some work. It's not like it was first presented that nothing's being done. It's being worked on. We're not going to get it back by the end of November. That's just unrealistic. I just don't think that they can get together, because all the paramedics want to have input. Sullivan had shoulder surgery in August and canceled several meetings.
This has been going on, though, for, like, I mean, if they're 7 years old.
Okay, I understand that. I understand that. So if they're 7 years old, waiting another 2 months isn't going to be a big
deal. It is a big deal, because there's no protocols right now for the paramedics on ALS or the BLS, the EMTs. There's no protocols. They're working off of nothing.
But that said, we have to be practical and reasonable in terms of the time frame. I'm not necessarily married to a month from now. My bottom line is we need to get the train out of the station. It's very, very important.
Yeah, not arguing that.
Yeah. So, Weishan, 2 months, do you think? I mean, you live with this process. Do you think that something could happen of significance in 2 months?
I think it would be great to encourage it to happen within 2 months.
Okay,
I think
fine.
It's possible.
So I amend my motion to be by the next regular board meeting in December of 2018.
I'll second it.
Okay, very good. All in favor of the amended motion?
Aye.
Aye.
No, I think it's...
No?
No, I don't think you can do all those protocols
in
that amount of time. I'll vote no.
Okay. So the amended motion is to require the parties of concern, Dr. Sullivan, in terms of ALS, and Mick and whoever in the council, to finalize those by the regular scheduled meeting of the PhD board in December 2018. And for the Department of Health to expedite processing of BLS protocols.
With regard to our time.
I know. Well, let's get this motion cleared.
Are you voting? We voted.
Well, we voted for the amendment. I just had restated the motion.
Okay.
So can we have a second?
A second.
Okay. Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. 3-4, one against, and thank you for the reminder. We need to break for executive session, and we anticipate it'll take us 45 minutes, so 10 minutes to 5 o'clock.
Can you just clarify the vote one
45
more time?
45 from 10 after the 5 minutes.
10 minutes to 5 o'clock.
4-1, right?
Yes.
Yeah, 4-1, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Is there any comment regarding this letter before we break?
What's that?
Any comment regarding this North Sound ACH letter?
I'm going to talk about that.
Yeah, that's going to be coming up later. We need to move upstairs.